Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, my name is Quincy Collins. I was at HBU for, graduated in 2006. I met my lovely wife there. We've been married now for 16 years. We have two lovely kids. One is 11, Quincy, and my daughter, who is 7, Sydney. One of the things that I love about HBU is that, it brought me closer, my relationship Jesus Christ a little bit closer. And, you know, I found myself as, growing up, at HBU and, going from a young kid to an adult and, really understanding, what my purpose was in life and, taking two different subjects that are, just really separate in nature, music and then finance. And, not really when I first came to HBU, I think it was kind of difficult transitioning from high school to college, not really knowing what I wanted to do and what my actual purpose was in life. And, so I gravitated to what was most, what I was passionate about at the time, and that was music. And, I came to HBU by way of Sharpstown High School. The jazz band, HBU jazz band, actually came and performed there. And I sat in with the jazz band and, started having discussions with the band director at the time. And, one thing led to another, and I accepted an offer to come to HBU and be a part of, and just basically have an amazing story. I owe a lot to HBU, especially, where I am in my, not only in my, my life, but my career. And it's been an amazing journey. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to come back and have discussions, after being away for about 15 years, kind of dating myself there, but, it's an amazing, adventure, amazing journey. And, I wouldn't change it for anything in the world.
Quincy, you've got a remarkable story, and you graduated in 2005, back in the days of double majors,
right?
And, one in finance, another in music performance, and Nikki, your wife, graduated the same year. You worked as a financial analyst, and then you worked in telecommunications for the past decade, but I was so interested in what you founded, Families Helping Families. Tell us about what you're doing.
Well, Families Helping Families is an organization strictly driven to provide families with a week's worth of groceries during the Thanksgiving holiday. We started the organization roughly around 7 years ago. Our first family basically was a member of our church whose house burned down, and everyone was kind of focused on, trying to find them a home, a place to live, maybe, clothing, for the kids, toys for the kids. But no one really thought that they would need food. So I asked a few of my friends to come together with me. And what we did was, I raised some money. I think I raised about $700 or $800. And I went to Costco and I bought as much food as I possibly could. We loaded up my SUV at the time, and we took it to the family. And during that time frame, my uncle and I were thinking, there has to be more families out there that are in need. And so it kind of grew from there, and ultimately we found a niche. And what we discovered was is that we wanted to focus on a portion of just basically families that we knew were currently in need, and at the time it was difficult to find them, right? Because you don't know where to go. So we decided that the best place for us to optimize the time that we had was to basically look at potentially going into the schools. So we said, well, let's partner with the school district and their police department to see where they could help us find families that are actually in need. And so that's how we got started. So the second year, I think we delivered to roughly around 20 families. And this is, literally a week's worth of groceries. This is breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 7 days. And our second year, I think we delivered to roughly around 20 families. Third year, we did about 40. Fifth year, we did 100. We actually delivered to 100. Our sixth and seventh year, it grew to the point where we had delivered to roughly 300 families. Yeah. And that was last year in 2020, where we had to utilize the facilities at Smart Financial Center, their parking lot, to allow the families to come to us. And, in a assembly line format, we would put groceries in the trunks of their cars. And, every year it just continues to grow and get larger. And this year, with the help of now being an official 501c3 organization, we are looking to provide 3,000 families. That's 3,000 families with a week's worth of groceries. And so that's our goal this year. And we're working hard and, and trying to make sure that we meet that goal.
Everybody at HBU is so proud of you, Quincy, and proud of your leadership in founding the organization Families Helping Families.
Yes, sir.
You're a 2005 graduate at HBU. I've often heard people on the 200 plus podcasts I've done say HBU reminded me of a family. They use the word family. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not a word you often associate with a big university, but it's used repeatedly at HBU. And they say, the students say, the faculty cares about me. What was your experience at HBU and why did it have such an impact on your life?
This kind of goes back to, my original statement. I came in not really knowing what I wanted to do. And, HBU just, really gave me that foundation that was needed. And when you hear others talk about family, it's absolutely true. Most of my professors that I had at HBU, I had a relationship with, they actually cared. But one person who stuck out the most, he's not a professor at all. He was the actual CFO. Mr. Dick Parker. Mr. Parker was kind of like a big brother to me. We met once a week, every week through the entire duration that I was a student at HBU. And all I can tell you is that, he taught me a lot about life and what I would expect, or what I would see, once I, exit the doors of HBU, what are some of the things that he had to overcome in his life and some of the things that he wanted me to avoid and make sure that I was aware of. And, one of the things that he was, I'd say, a stickler about was finances. And, one of the things that, he taught me was that, make sure that you have a plan. A 5-year, 10-year, 20-year plan, not only, for yourself, but for your family. Make sure you set financial goals and set aside, funds for, situations that may come in your life. And that was pertinent because, you know, that those are things that I will always cherish about him, and that he taught me so much about life, taught me a lot about, you know, finances, how to manage money, you know, things that I knew that I would need once I, you know, hit the workforce and, you know, try and build a foundation, not only for myself, but for my family. So I owe a lot to Mr. Parker and you know, everything that he did for me. I've always been appreciative, and, you know, and I just really want to express my gratitude to him for all of the great things that he did for me.
So cool. You know, how unusual that a CFO of a university would mentor on a weekly basis, as Mr. Parker did to Quincy Collins. What a beautiful story. You know, families helping families, 3,000 families you're feeding now. I mean, Jesus said that, you know, if you don't care for people, when did you ever feed me, visit me when I was in prison? You know, really think about it. A lot of our faith is expressed in tangible ways of caring. Right. And you're doing that. And when you came to HBU, you saw the importance of the faith in Jesus Christ, faith in God. That's the confessional statement of HBU, Jesus Christ is Lord. How did that have an impact on you? And now as a father and a husband in the days that you're serving others?
Well, when you think about, when I think about, you know, what all of the things that transpired in my life at HBU, I attribute a lot of that to the relationship that was, you know, in my relationship with Christ, because when I first got there, it really wasn't that strong. I mean, I was a kid, you know, wanting to do, you know, things my way, and really didn't have a solid foundation. But, you know, when HBU, when you look at some of the course selections, right, two classes that I thoroughly enjoyed there were the Old Testament and New Testament classes that took, because it was a deep dive into what, you know, the Bible really shows us from a scripture, right? And normally what you would see most people do is that we tend to listen to what, you know, a preacher or a pastor tells us, you know, in front of the pulpit. But knowing and understanding what's in the Word and applying that to your daily life is what's key. That's the important portion that I received, you know, going through some of those classes. And, you know, during some of my tough times and, you know, in my life, there's a scripture that I love to, you know, that brings back to, you know, that takes me back. And I really utilize it all the time, even when, you know, I'm at my, you know, at my lowest level, and I need, you know, some guidance and assistance. And, you know, that's Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, where it says, you know, ask shall be given unto you, and seek and ye shall find, knock and the door will be open. You know, and those, I mean, just those words is like, well, Lord, I know that you're here. I know that you'll be able to, you know, hear me when I make, you know, my cry. I have some things going on in my life and I need your help, you know, and asking him for, you know, guidance in those tough situations. And, you know, that for me was some of the things that, you know, HBU really helped me, you know, understand, you know, scripture, you know, reading the Bible and making sure that not only I apply it to my life, but I teach my kids that as well. You know, they understand what the Bible means for themselves. And, you know, they come to me asking me questions about it. So, you know, all of that happened at HBU. I'm telling you, I owe a lot to that, to the university. And, you know, and it's been an amazing journey, because a lot of things that have happened or transpired in my life, I've been able to, you know, overcome them, you know, the good, bad, and everything else. based on what some of the scriptures and the teachings that and the experiences, right, with Mr. Parker at HBU, I was able to apply those things to my life and come out on the other end better than what I was before.
You know, Quincy, the leadership of HBU and so many others are so deeply grateful that you have grown in your faith. You've been willing to listen, to be educated, to be an alumnus of HBU. And the beautiful ministry that you founded, Families Helping Families. I want to ask a final question. I know it has to warm your heart when you see families who are in need come and they get food, they get a little bit of hope to know someone cares in a city as large as Houston, nearly 7 million people. I've often said Houston is one of the most unique places with some of the most beautiful people I've ever met in my life of any city on planet Earth. But you've put that gospel into shoe leather. You've been the hands that have cared, handing a basket of food. What has that meant to you, and what does it mean to those who have received help?
That's a great question. Over the past 7 years, I think we have probably provided 700 to 800 families with a week's worth of groceries. It really didn't hit me that what we were doing, you know, was making a huge impact until about year four, year five. We were on our last delivery, and I tell this story all the time because it warms my heart every time I say it. I get goosebumps and. You know, because when going to and seeing families, everyone's situation is totally different. You have some people that we meet that, you know, drive nice cars and, you know, some live in nice homes. And when we come up to some of the locations, what we do is some of the team members would tend to judge and be like, well, why does this family actually need groceries? I mean, they're driving a car better than the one that I have. And so I always tell them, I said, well, guys, we don't know what the situation is, but, you know, let's go up and have a discussion. So we would go up and talk to the family and you know, one particular situation, the wife, she just started crying. And so we were like, well, what's wrong? And she said that her and her husband had lost their jobs. And they only had roughly around 2 months of savings left. Sure. And the food that we're providing would be enough for them, you know, to kind of help them through the next couple of weeks, you know. And so, you know, and I tell everybody, I said, guys, you never know, you know, what another family is going through or what their situation is. And, you know, that's one example. But then I have another where, you know, I was talking about, we were on our, you know, our last delivery to this family. And we, when trying to find their apartment complex was, you know, a little convoluted because we had to go down this road that had a dead end. And then the apartments were on both sides and the apartment units were on both sides. Each unit, I kid you not, Dr. Johnson, each unit at that complex, the doors were open. It was abandoned complex. The doors were open. The windows were broken out. And, you know, we thought we were just, you know, in a place where no one actually lived. So we finally found her apartment, never forget it. It was the furthest apartment down and it was over to the left. And in front of her house, she had this massive wasp nest. And so I knocked on the door and the grandmother opened the door. And as we were bringing the groceries in, the kids started, you know, screaming, saying, Granny, Granny, we have food. Mommy said somebody was bringing us food. And at all they had in that apartment complex was a TV and a couch. There was no dinner table for the kids to sit at, you know, just to have a meal. And so that day was the day that I had committed the organization And not only that, and myself, that I would do whatever I could to end hunger in our city. And that has been, you know, the goal for the last 7 years, and just really making sure that we, number one, raise awareness, but number two, you know, be that support system, right? Because, you know, we have companies or organizations like, you know, the Houston Food Bank and, you know, other organizations that are around, you know, but they are, you know, taking care of families on a much larger scale, right? You think they spend time in days and, you know, in delivering groceries to thousands and thousands of families. And so what we're doing is we're just trying to do our part to make sure that, you know, we're able to supplement, you know, and just provide a small percentage, you know, to a particular group of families, and that's through our school districts. And another thing that we're looking at doing, those 3,000 families, we're going to spread those families out into multiple school districts. So we partner with the Fort Bend ISD Police Department and the counselors in the Fort Bend ISD community. Now we're going to be expanding to, and we're having discussions with Stafford, the city of Stafford, and you know, the Stafford Independent School District and Alief Independent School District, where we're going out and we're telling them our story in hopes that they would want to partner with us to, you know, make a difference, not only in their school districts, but for some of those kids that who go hungry, Dr. Johnson, you know, at night. And the only food that they get is the food that they receive from the school. So breakfast from the school and lunch from the school, you know, and that's, it warms my heart, you know, in knowing that we're making a difference and we're trying to impact and make an impact in our community in this area.
We've been talking to Quincy Collins, who is a model, role model for so many of us to care for others. He's the 2006 graduate or 2005 graduate from HBU. His wife is Nikki. And this incredible ministry he's been talking about is called Families Helping Families. Your story, Quincy, reminds me of that young lad who brought two loaves and fishes to Jesus and he multiplied it. And you did that, and God's multiplying what you're doing. We can't tell you enough how proud of you we are here at HBU, proud to have you a part of our alumni, proud of the difference you're making in this city. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes today to talk to us. And just know you got a lot of fans in the stands here at HBU that are saying, keep on going, Quincy, keep on dreaming the dream, keep on being that light for Christ in the city of Houston, okay?
Thank you very much, Dr. Johnson, and I greatly appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, and I look forward to doing it again.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.